Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Novartis AG, ticker NVS, one of the giants in the pharmaceutical world. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Novartis is a Swiss-based powerhouse in the healthcare sector, known for its innovative medicines and a massive global presence. With a market cap of over $3 billion, this isn't just any company, it's a leader in the drug manufacturing space. We're going to unpack their business model, financial health, and future potential to see if this stock is a buy, hold, or something to pass on. If you're new here, make sure to smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. So who exactly is Novartis? Founded in 1996 and headquartered in Basel, Switzerland, Novartis operates through two main segments, Innovative Medicines and Sandoz, which focuses on generics and biosimilars. They're behind blockbuster drugs like Cosentyx for psoriasis, Entresto for heart failure, and Pluvicto for cancer treatment. With over 75,000 employees worldwide, their reach spans across continents, tackling everything from oncology to cardiovascular diseases. Under the leadership of CEO Vasant Narasimhan, Novartis has been pushing hard into cutting-edge therapies and pipeline innovation. This is a company with a mission to reimagine medicine, but let's see if their numbers back up the vision. Let's talk revenue. Novartis has been posting some impressive top-line growth. In 2025, their full-year net sales hit $54.8 billion, up 8% from the previous year in constant currency terms. Breaking it down by segment, their Innovative Medicines division is the real breadwinner, driving the bulk of this growth, with key products like Kesimpta, Pluvicto, and Cosentyx showing double-digit increases, some as high as 70% year-over-year. Geographically, the U.S. is their largest market, contributing over $17 billion in 2022, with other regions like China and Germany also playing significant roles. However, they've faced headwinds from generic competition on drugs like Entresto, which has put some pressure on revenue in certain areas. Still, their diversified portfolio keeps the cash flowing. Moving on to earnings, Novartis delivered some solid results in 2025. Their full-year net income came in at $14.1 billion, translating to an EPS of 7.25, a nice jump from 5.92 in 2024. Core operating income grew by 14% in constant currency, hitting a 40% core margin, which shows they're not just growing sales, but also improving profitability. Q4 2025, however, had a bit of a mixed bag. While core operating profit was strong, revenue fell slightly short of expectations due to that generic competition I mentioned. Still, key growth drivers like Pluvicto and Scemblix are showing incredible momentum, up 70% and 87% respectively. These numbers tell me Novartis is managing costs well while investing in high-potential therapies. Now let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their Q1 2025 earnings call. They highlighted a strong start to the year with a 15% sales increase, driven by their core products. Leadership is optimistic about the pipeline, especially with upcoming submissions like remibrutinib to the FDA. They also acknowledge challenges like patent expiries, but emphasize their strategy to offset these with new launches and margin expansion. The tone was confident, and they're projecting continued growth for the full year, which aligns with the financials we've seen. It's clear they're focused on balancing innovation with operational efficiency, and that's something long-term investors should keep an eye on. Let's dive into the financial statements for a clearer picture of Novartis's health. On the balance sheet, as of 2025, they're sitting on $11.4 billion in cash and equivalents, with total assets of $115.6 billion. Their debt-to-equity ratio stands at 0.8, which isn't overly concerning for a company of this size, especially given their strong cash flows. Speaking of cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was a robust $19.2 billion, with free cash flow at $17.7 billion, plenty of room to fund R&D, pay dividends, and manage debt. Their return on equity is a solid 34.3%, showing they're generating good value for shareholders. One thing to note is their current ratio of 1.12, which suggests they can cover short-term obligations, but it's not overly liquid. Overall, these metrics paint a picture of stability with room for strategic investments. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of around $157, Novartis has a trailing PE ratio of about 20.2, which is slightly below the industry average of 25.4 for drug manufacturers. Looking forward, their forward PE for 2026 is estimated at 17.4, dropping even further to 14.6 by 2028, suggesting the stock might be undervalued if earnings growth continues as projected. Their price-to-sales ratio is 5.2, which is reasonable for a pharma giant with steady revenue streams. Dividend yield is also attractive at 2.9%, offering a nice bonus for income-focused investors. Compared to peers, Novartis seems to be trading at a discount, especially given their growth pipeline and margin improvements. But, as always, valuation isn't everything. Let's see what other factors are at play. All right, let's break down Novartis through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid. 8% sales growth and a 40% core margin in 2025 are nothing to sneeze at. Their pipeline is another big plus, with promising drugs like remibrutinib and strong growth from existing products. On the weaknesses side, patent expiries are a real threat, especially for heavyweights like Entresto, and generic competition is already taking a bite out of revenue. Opportunities? They've got plenty. Expansion in emerging markets like China and a focus on cutting-edge therapies could drive future growth. But threats loom large, including regulatory pressures and the risk of pipeline failures, which are always a gamble in pharma. Balancing these factors, Novartis looks strong, but not without risks. Let's take a look at recent performance. Over the past year, Novartis stock has climbed an impressive 47%, outperforming both its sector and the broader market. Zooming out, over 5 years, it's up 80.1%, showing consistent long-term growth. In the short term, the last 3 months have seen a 24% gain, and even over the past week, it's up 2.1%. Looking at the chart, the stock is trending above its key moving averages, signaling bullish momentum. However, with such a strong run, there could be some pullback risk if broader market conditions shift or if upcoming earnings disappoint. For short-term traders, keep an eye on resistance levels around 160. If it breaks through, we might see more upside. So what's the final verdict on Novartis? Wrapping it all up, this is a company with strong fundamentals, solid revenue growth, improving margins, and a promising pipeline. Their valuation looks reasonable compared to peers, and the dividend yield adds a nice layer of appeal for long-term investors. However, challenges like patent expiries and generic competition are real, and their 2026 operating profit forecast of a low single-digit decline is something to watch. For me, Novartis is a hold with potential to buy on dips, especially if you believe in their innovation story. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below and let me know if you're adding NVS to your watch list. If you found this analysis helpful, hit that like button, subscribe for more stock deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.